إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah at the end of the first juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sibghatullah wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha wa nahnu lahu abidun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the sibgha of Allah, who can be better than Allah in sibgha, and we are his worshippers. Now sibgha means coloring, or it means a dye or something. It's not the original state of something, it is something which has been given to it, so it is the color which has been put on, it has the color which has been given to that thing. So you might have a white cloth, you have dyed it red, so now it is red. So the redness, the color is not the original state of the cloth. It became red because of the dye. This can be of two types. One is tangible, which is to take the color of something as it is, or intangible, which is to take the influence of something. So whether it's color or the influence, that is the meaning of the word sibgha. In the first part of the ayat, sibghatullah means take the sibgha of Allah. Now what is the sibgha of Allah? What's the color of Allah? The color of Allah is it's a reference, by that is not meant actual color, but what is meant is the color of how we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is through Islam. So take on the color of Islam. That's not a question of becoming wearing green clothes. It's a question of color of Islam means through our identity to Islam and through the character of Islam with which we completely color ourselves. Now that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, as far as Islam is concerned, in terms of entering into Islam, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. Oh, you who believe, enter into Islam completely. So if you look at, if you are coloring something, a cloth or something, you have a vat of color, water with color mixed in it, and then you dip this cloth completely into that color. If you are holding a part of that cloth and you have dipped it, then that part which you are holding is not colored, because it is out of the water. So it completely has to be immersed in it, totally immersed, totally, completely covered in it, only then it will color. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, again in another place, which refers also to this issue of color. And color again, as in the quality of the thing, not as in actual color. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in reference to loving Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to them who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba, follow me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being instructed to say this to the people, saying follow me, imitate me, emulate me. Which means what? Which means again the same issue of color. See, to another way of understanding it, why do we do this? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do this? If the whole issue is the issue of branding. If you look at it, I always say that differentiation is the key to success in life. If you are like everybody else, then you are not differentiating. Usually when we do classes on identity, I ask people to introduce yourself. And some, usually if there are Indians, then almost everybody will say, I am an IT professional. This is because 85% of the IT guys in the world are Indians, so I'm an IT professional. And what does that mean? I'm an IT professional means what? It has no meaning. It's a meaningless introduction. IT professional, what does that mean? If you're saying that I am an IT engineer or whatever, that's why I'm an IT professional. 85% of the world is that, in the IT world, I'm saying. Engineers, 85%. Which means that you are one among God knows how many million. So you are like a grain of rice in a sack, no differentiation, right? If you go to a shop to buy something, you ask for a brand, you don't ask for the thing itself. You don't say, give me toothpaste. You say, give me Colgate or give me whichever one you use, right? You go and ask for a brand, whatever you buy. If you're buying a car, you don't say, give me a car. You say, give me a BMW or give me a Mercedes or give me a Maruti or whatever it is. So the point is that without brand, you are nothing. Without differentiation, you are nothing. Differentiation is what sets you apart in the world. And differentiation is on the brand of, is on the basis of what you stand for. So if somebody is buying a BMW, for example, right? If you ask them, why are you buying a BMW? He will say, because it's a beautifully engineered car and so on and so on. So supposing I tell him that, look, if I sell you this car, but I remove the BMW logos, I remove the front grill, I put some other grill, right? Because that's how you recognize. How do you recognize the BMW? From the front grill and from the logo. I say, I'll remove the front grill. The grill is meaningless. I mean, any grill, right? So I'll put some other grill. And I will remove the logos. Will you pay the same price? So if you are saying that you are buying it because of the superior engineering, I have not touched the engineering. The brand is not, the logo is not engineering. The front grill is not engineering, right? The engineering is the same, exactly the same car. But when I'm giving it to you, I'm removing the front grill and I'm removing the BMW logo. Will you pay me the same price? Because you claim that it's because of the engineering. Engineering is the same. You will not pay. You will not pay the same price for your life. So effectively, what are you buying? You're buying that logo. You're buying the front grill. You're not buying engineering. Don't give me that, you know, the usual stuff that people tell you. Oh, you see, I'm buying it because of the quality. Like hell you're buying. You're buying it because of that logo. Nothing to do with quality, right? So the point I'm making is that what is that logo? That logo actually differentiates quality. And then, so what you are buying is not really, you're not buying quality at all. You're buying what that logo means to you emotionally. You have associated yourself, and this is the whole issue of brand identity. You have associated yourself with the brand. You like to be known as a person who drives a BMW. Not because of the engineering, but because of what you think that adds to you and raises your status as a human being. Now, I can argue with you and I can say that you are a fool, because if you think that a piece of metal, a car or a logo, adds value to you as a human being, then you are demeaning yourself. As simple as that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makhluk, and what Allah created is subordinating itself to a shoe. Because, oh, I'm wearing, whatever shoes, Allah knows best. Or I'm carrying a handbag, you know, I'm carrying a Louis Vuitton handbag. So now your Louis Vuitton adds value to you. So you are a handbag. So you must introduce yourself and say, I'm a handbag, because this is my... That's exactly what you're doing. That is exactly what you are doing. But the point is, why is the whole world hooked on that? Because it has, people believe it has value. Even though it has no value. Same thing, as I can give the example for absolutely any brand. Somebody who says, I'm paying, a Louis Vuitton handbag, which is this size. You go to the shops and see, which is a little thing, which is maybe about 9 inches long and about, 4 or 5 inches in, will cost you close to 100,000 rupees, which costs about $2,000, right? So the point is that what are you paying for that bag? And you say, oh, this is a good quality. Come on. this is how we fool ourselves. So the point I'm saying is that it's nothing to do with the quality. The brand may have got acceptance because of quality, but the end of the day is, today when people are buying a brand, they are buying it because of how they believe the brand adds value to them. And as I told you, I can argue with you to say that how can a brand add value to a human being? Because, as a human being, we are far superior to any brand that you can think of. But that's not how we think of ourselves. We have learned to demean ourselves and subordinate ourselves to brands. And so we think the brand adds value. Now, why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this because this is what Islam is saying. Islam is saying, do you see Islam as a brand? Do you see Islam as adding value to you? Now, if you are wearing a Rolex, you will find that people who are wearing Rolex watches will never have sleeves of their kurtas, which are so long that the watch is covered. You know, they'll turn the sleeve up, or you will find they are constantly doing this or something. So making a sort of Bharatanatyam kind of gesture to make sure that the sleeve is always behind the Rolex, so the Rolex is visible. So the point is that the whole point of a brand is that it loses value if it is not visible. So issue is, I must ask myself, where is my Islam visible in my life? So if I am saying that Islam adds value to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sibghatullah, you know, this is the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam. So he's saying, if Islam is my brand, then where is Islam visible in my life? I'm not only talking about the external, that also is important. I mean, not talking about the beards and the hijabs and the turbans and so forth. All of that is also important because that's also part of the brand. And it is something which is visible. But I'm talking about Islam in every aspect of my life, in my decision making, in my speaking, in my treatment of people, in my culture, in my society. Where is my brand visible? And if my brand is not visible, then I have to ask myself and say, do I really value this brand? Now, why do people value brands? Because brands set you apart. They differentiate you. And because they differentiate you, they give you value. So the brand has value because it gives you value. In perception, in terms of the perception of the world, the brand adds value to you. Right? So if I believe that Islam adds value to me, then where is Islam visible in my life? That is the question I need to ask myself. If Islam is adding value to me, where is it visible? And if it is not visible, then why is it not visible? If it is not visible, then how can I say that Islam added value to me? Because if it did add value, then it should have been visible. If it's not visible, then how is it adding value? So very important for us to differentiate ourselves and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in differentiating ourselves and to make sure that our brand adds value to us, because this is how we know ourselves and we know where we stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, differentiation is what helps us to stand out, and that is the key of leadership. Nobody follows, why do we have flags? Why do you have specific colors? And why do you salute a flag? Because the flag represents the nation. You're not saluting a piece of cloth. You're saluting the symbol of the nation. So the symbol of the nation is the flag, which is a specific color. The same, you can't take any piece of cloth and wave it, it's not a flag. The specific flag which you show, this is the symbol of the nation. So what is your symbol and my symbol as being Muslim? What is our symbol as a symbol of Islam? What is that? How does that differentiate me? How does that make me stand out? How does it add value to me? How is that my brand? This is a question to ask ourselves and say, how can I make this my brand? Because if Islam adds value to me, and we know it adds value, and it's the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us, and it's the religion that Rasulullah brought for us, it adds value. So therefore, let me see, how does it add value to me? How can I see that in my life? So this is the thought that I want to leave with you and remind myself and say, let us brand ourselves as Muslims. And then let us say, what does that mean? When I say I brand myself as a Muslim, what does it mean? In terms of my whole life, in terms of how I present myself to the world, if I say I am Muslim, what does this mean? And it must mean something which is positive. It must mean something which adds value, because only then will other people want to take that brand for themselves. Right? So the BMW logo, as I said, has, by itself, the logo is a shape or it's a picture. But what gives value to the logo is superior engineering in the car. So while you may not pay the same money, because if I take off the grill and the logo, because you feel value because of the brand, meaning the picture. But actually, what gives value to that brand is the superior engineering of the car. Why does some other car not have the same value? Because the engineering is not as good as the engineering of BMW. So it is what went into that brand which creates value for that particular brand. And that is where we see and say that what is it that gives value to me? How does Islam add value to me? that I take Islam as my brand and then show that value to the world. So the world also will want to take that brand for themselves. It's, I would like to become a Muslim because this is the value that Islam adds to me. How do I see that? Because I am seeing how this brand has added value to you. This is how Islam spread. Islam spread because people said, your life is so good, I want this for myself. What is so great about your life? How does your life become so good? How come you are so peaceful and harmonious and you are successful? How is this possible? How is it that you are stress-free? How is it that you have respect in society? We say, because of my Islam, it was fantastic, but I would like to have the same thing. So can you give it to me? This is how Islam spread, because people liked what they saw in the lives of the Sahaba and they chose that for themselves. They wanted that for themselves. And that is the whole meaning of brand. So this superior engineering of BMW gets people to want to own the car. How do I know what's BMW? Because of the brand. Because of that picture. So how do I know what is Islam? Because of the appearance. And what does Islam give me? Islam gives me that value. This is the whole issue of da'wah, is how can you present Islam in such a way through your own life, through your own actions, through your own conduct, that people would want it for themselves. That is the whole point of branding. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us take this seriously and say, how can I color myself in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.